Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today and also try to remove relates to the blessings of reading Surah Quraysh. Now, there is a narrative which is recorded by Al-Wahidi in his Tafsir Al-Wasit, and also a similar one, the text in fact is just the same, recorded by Sa'labi in his Tafsir. And the narrative reads, Man qara'a Surah Al-Ilaf li Quraysh, a'ta'ahu Allah ashra hasanatin bi'adadi man tawafa bil-Ka'bah wa'taqafa biha. So it says, for every person who has done itikaf in the Kaaba and also done its tawaf, for every such person, the amount of such people present and the number of such people present in this world, for every such person, the Almighty will reward a person, give 10 rewards to a person who just reads or recites Surah Kulli Ilafi Quraysh. So in other words, a person who reads or recites Surah Ilafi Quraysh, for every person who has done tawaf of the Kaaba or has remained stationed in it for its itikaf, for every such person, for the number of such persons found, for each of these persons found, the Almighty will give 10 rewards for that person who reads Surah Quraysh. As far as this chain of narration is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi, it contains Harun ibn Kathir, who is Majhul, as is recorded by Ibn Abi Hatim in his book Al-Jarh wa Ta'dil. And as far as Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini is concerned, he is, we of course know him very well, and he too has been regarded as an extremely unreliable narrator. So Hafiz Mizzi in his Tehzeebul Kamal records various opinions of Rijal authorities about him. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in at one place has said about him that he's laysa bishay, he's nothing. And at another place, his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithu, that he's weak and his narratives are not worth writing. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says he's laysa bihujjah, he cannot be adduced from. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says he's ghairu siqa, he's not trustworthy. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim also regard him to be za'if. And Imam Bukhari has said that people have forsaken him. And Imam Nisai has also said he's matruq, which means that people have abandoned him. And at another place, his words are laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Abu al-Qasim al-Bughvi says that he is za'iful hadith chittan, that he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash says that he's matruq, and at another place his words are kazzab, that he's a liar. So a person like Salam bin Sulaim al-Mada'ini, he cannot be relied upon in any sense. And thus, in the presence of him and Harun ibn Kathir, this narrative also stands extremely questionable and unreliable and cannot be relied upon in any way. And as far as its second chain of narration is concerned, which is found in the Tafsir of As-Sa'labi, it contains a person called Nuh ibn Abi Maryam, who has been regarded extremely weak and unreliable by hadith authorities and Rijal authorities. Thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says, La yuktabu hadithuhu, laysa bishay wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, there is nothing and his narratives are not worth writing. And Abu Zura regards him to be za'iful hadith. And Abu Hatim, Imam Muslim, Abu Bashar Dulabi, and Dar Qutni says that he's matrukul hadith, that he's abandoned in matters of hadith. Similarly, Muqatil ibn Hayyan says that he is za'iful hadith. And at another place, his words are zahibul hadith chiddan. And similarly, Imam Nasai at one place has said that he's laysa bisiqa, that he's not at all reliable. And Abu Hakim, Abu Abdullah al-Hakim says that he has actually concocted narratives which relate to the blessings of reading the various surahs of the Quran. And similarly, Imam Ibn Hibban says that la yajuzu al-ihtijaj bihi, that he is not worthy of being adduced from. And at another place, the opinion attributed to him is that Nuh has gathered everything except the truth. So in the presence of these comments, we can safely say that this chain of narration also stands extremely questionable and unreliable, and we cannot depend upon it. And all in all, both these chains of narrations have to be rejected. And in the presence of these chains of narrations, we cannot regard this narrative to be properly or correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as reading Surah Quraysh is concerned, of course, the real methodology of reaping its blessings is to understand its message, to read it with a good translation, and of course, to follow what it says for us. But the narrative which describes these blessings for reading Surah Quraysh, this is absolutely baseless and ungrounded and unfounded, and we should reject and also totally ignore this narrative. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.